Good evening.
It's your brother Elohim, live in a living color. boy. One of those who are practicing this particular holiday, you know, to wish you a happy holiday. I think it's the Easter holiday. There's a lot of things that we can say about the Easter holiday, but we won't get into all that right now. We're just gonna talk about religion and how religion has helped me. Is religion still useful today? What is religion? And how can we best serve ourselves by dealing with religion, the way religion is supposed to be set up? First of all, we'd like to just extend our love emotions to all those that are listening. And thank you very much for chiming in, especially on Easter Sunday. I know some of you are a lot busy out there. But we're going to keep the show going because it's Easter, and the more like we like to talk about first, love is very important because if we don't know how to love each other, we will not be able to get along. Our families won't be able to get along. Nothing that we will be doing will be, we'll be able to get along doing it because we'll be constantly at each other's throat because we don't know what love is. Most of us talk about love, but we don't really know what it is. This culture does not explain love properly. I watch most of the shows. When they deal with love as an obsession, not as a real real love. That's the way love is supposed to be. Love is the act to make others feel good, and if you're not doing things that make the other person feel good, then you're not actually committed to love. You're committed to something else, what we don't know, but like you said, you're committed to the obsession, chasing people around, following people all over the place, ready to kill and murder because they don't want you, they want somebody else. That's not really love. You love the person, they want somebody else, hey, let them have somebody else, that's what makes them happy. And we say love is act to make others feel good, and not always actually make you feel good. Because things that make you feel good might not make somebody else feel good, you know. There's a thing where you have to learn, each other learn out. Excuse me. We have to learn how to love each other, learn how to be part of each other's lives. And learn how to be a part of each other's lives. Coming out there, basically trying to hurt each other. And that's what this whole thing is all about. Excuse me, something got in my throat there for a minute. The show today is about religion. I didn't send the tweets out. Some of them may know what the show was about, but those that know we're here between 8 and 9, hopefully they'll just call in anyway to check. See if I'm here. And I'm here. You know, I'm here. So today's topic is about something I think is very important. It's about religion and what Elohim speaks about religion, what Elohim thinks about religion. And we're also going to get into the I of our lives and why the I is so important. So the first thing, let's talk about religion. Well, we think that religion is realigning yourself with source energy. We know that according to the Bible, we're all gods, and we know that the universe works for us. And that there's no real big monkey muck up there controlling your lives, although we do have entities that are doing things, and if you call on these other things, they will help you, you know. For those of you who have gotten used to the intermediary, if you have to call on the intermediary, that's okay. Call on your intermediary for them to help you, okay? But those of you who are calling on, well, whatever you're calling on, some people call on cows and snakes and rats and basically other people on stones, idols or whatever you're calling on, you know, you're going to get some residual effect no matter who you call on, what you do, because you're literally calling out to a universe that works for you. If you believe strongly enough in what you're asking for, that what you're asking for will come to you, because it's because the universe actually works for you. So that's how things work. So you can give the credit to whoever you want, and that's what we're doing. We have hundreds of gods, different gods, that we're giving credit to for the universe's work, which is what you are a part of. You're an extension of this universe, and this universe is here to make sure that you actually get what you want. The biggest problem is that most of us really don't know what we want, and so we don't fight and go out and work for it and try to get it. And then all of us, coming from this culture that we live in, we're talking about the dog-eat-dog culture, whereas you don't really try to work for what you want. You take what somebody else has worked for. Take the this country and how it started. It started under the doggy dog culture. When settlers first came here, Britain emptied out the jails and sent all the people here. They didn't persecute the people when they came. They worked with them, tried to help them, showed them how to grow corn and eat and feed themselves, you know. But when the aristocrats saw that this was a pretty peaceful people, and they didn't have the weapons technology that they had, they came through, and with the doggy culture, they just took the people's land. So that's how this country got started, all theft and robbery, murder, killing. That's the doggy dog culture. That's not the culture that we're supposed to be functioning under. This planet is, in actuality, a paradise. The only reason why it's not seem like a paradise to so many people is because of man's inhumanity to man, you know? We treat each other like crap. Take from each other and things of that nature. It gets a little crazy, you know? So we have to literally step up into who we actually are in order to produce ourselves into the beings that we're supposed to be. And like I said, I'm a Bible thumper. There's things in the Bible that I think are just fantastic and I use for my own edification. Like the fact that we are all gods, it literally says that. And it puts a lot of emphasis on the teachings of Yahshua ben Pandera, whom you call Jesus. Mispronounced Jesus in English, but in the Hebrew language is Yahshua ben Pandera. That's his full name. We have some teachings where everybody's trying to claim him as part of their own nationality or whatever. But the reality is, he was born in Egypt, in a cave, in Egypt, not in Bethlehem. And we have facts to back that up. So I just want to set the record straight. They had a Bandera temple. His family was pretty prominent. He's a very, very powerful individual, you know, in his own right. So all of the stories about him going to the different countries and all that kind of stuff and coming to America, the whole nine yards, it's about this, it's about that. There's no evidence to support that or to back that up. So this is where we are, and this is what we're teaching. This is Elohim speaking to you from the knowledge that I have, okay? Now, the reason why I want to talk about the eye, because because the eye is very important. The eye is your spiritual self, right? The eye is very important because if the eye decides that something it wants, it will work day and night hard, very hard to go after it. And I think that's very important because the eye is very important. And the we is your physical self. So when a lot of people are talking about we, they want control over your physical. They want to turn that slave, which is your physical body, which is a slave to the spiritual body. They want to turn that slave into something that they can use to benefit themselves and what they're trying to do. You know, and that's something that we need to that we need to deal with. You know. Slavery is not a good thing. So even though you have a slave, which is your physical body, each one of us is a slave master. We're the master of this physical body. This body will do whatever you tell it to do. So if this body's not doing what it's supposed to do, it's not the body's fault. It's the I that it's the I that lives inside the body, okay? Now, they speak about the I being inside of stones. I mean, statues and stuff like that. There, but as far as I know, there is no I in those statues. The I only lives in physical flesh, physical forms, as far as my knowledge is concerned, okay? Now, they have to crack one of them stones open and let me in, and so we can experience the I inside the stone if there's one inside the stone. But as far as my knowledge, it's not in there. The I only lives in physical form, so that's where we are today. And the I is very important because if I am engaged in something with you, then that I creates the we. If the I is engaged, that physical body becomes part of the we. Because all your physical bodies get together because the I have instructed them to, then we are present, okay? But if I'm not present, we're not present. That's how this whole thing works. And we have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, tricked, as one of the brothers say, into believing in so many different things. That we don't know which way is up. No, you didn't. I am so sorry. I only scheduled the show for 15 minutes. Being tired, I didn't put an hour down there. I only put 15 minutes down there. This show's going to shut down in 15 minutes. I humbly apologize. It's going to shut down in 1 minute. Unbelievable. And I shouldn't be so tired. So this is where we are right now. So this is going to be the end of the show in a couple of minutes. This is Brother Raheem talking about religion. Religion means to realign yourself with source energy, which you are an extension of. You are the universe expanding itself. Please listen to these short messages and take them to heart. Because these messages will literally save you and the planet. Okay? Just remember that this is a paradise that we live in. And we're destroying our paradise. We're destroying this paradise that was set up by you and your ancestors, okay? Your ancestors made the planets, the moon, the stars, all this stuff coming from the incorporeal reality, what they live in. Next week, we'll get more into that next week. But right now, I'd like to apologize because I pressed the wrong button. And this is only going to be a 15-minute episode. So, those of you calling in, thank you. We appreciate it. And we're going to tune in again next week, dealing with some more things in reference to religion. That's what we're going to be talking about for the next, for the rest of this month. Every show is going to be about religion. What it means to you, how has it helped you, and is it still relevant today? And if we're following Jesus and Muhammad, who are two peaceful, non-violent men, why is there so much violence in the religion that you're in, okay? Why is this slavery and murder and killing in the religion that you're in when the men that you claim to follow wasn't about that at all, okay? say. So at this point, we're going to sign off. Thank you very much. It's your brother, Elohim. And remember, love is and always will be the answer.